There's been a backlash over a new online course launched last week aimed at helping tenants understand what it takes to look after a house. Issues like how to ventilate a house, rubbish removal, and getting on with your neighbours. A landlord says she has received hate mail after setting up the online training program for renters, labelled A New Circle of Tenancy Hell by a critic or critics. It costs $129 a year, after which you get a certificate valid for 1 year where you can go and presumably show your landlord. The co-creator of the program of choice tenants is Colette Barker, who's with us now. Kia ora, Colette.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. So look, simple advice for tenants. Were you surprised by the backlash?
Well, when we created the course, of course we were going to add simple advice in because it's important advice. But there's also a lot of nitty-gritty in the background that it's hard to put in a 20-word ad. So, you know, there's things like different garden care, who's responsible for what, and who's responsible for which insurances, and how to read insurance, and how to create the proper paper trails. There's a lot of technical stuff in there too.
Right, okay, so not just the simple stuff like how to open a window.
No, not just that, although there are a lot of cases of people not really understanding that ventilation, although it lets cold air in, it also lets wet air out. So it's something that you do need to tell people, and
Is that quite an issue, ventilation, Colette? Because we talked about this a few months ago, and it seemed to me this issue came up quite a lot with landlords about ventilation, not opening windows, all that type of thing.
Well, I have heard from landlords and rental agents that's a common thing. I myself have never been a landlord. I'm a tenant. So I'm coming at it from a tenant's point of view.
Okay.
I've been a tenant, you know, as a young tenant leaving home, and then I've bought my own home, and I've seen what it takes to take care of a house, and then I'm back to renting, surprisingly, and the way that I look after a house now after owning a home is entirely different.
Right. Okay.
So these are things that are good to learn.
Could some people might say, but it's the tone of it. Tenants might say, hey, this is patronising. I mean, how to ventilate, really? Come on.
Well, yeah, there's possibly that. You can take it a number of different ways. But if it didn't need to be said, why is it coming up so often? And why is there such a mould problem all the time? Is the mould problem purely because, you know, that all the houses are damp? Surely some of the houses can be fixed with some ventilation.
And what about those who might say, where's the landlord site, the choice landlord site, how to become a better landlord, on tips like how to respond to a leak or how to put in a heat pump?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's also in the choice tenant course on how to deal with a landlord when you're asking for things and it's not happening. Right. But there's also really good advice on how to deal with landlords who are not coming up with their side of the bargain. And the beauty is, once you've got this choice tenant certificate, which doesn't take long to get, then you can take that choice tenant certificate out in the weekend and look for new houses. So the ball comes back into the court of the tenant, and the tenant's got the power again.
All right.
So they want to take control, they can.
Hey, just a bit of some updated news coming right through now. A non-customer-facing employee who works at Westpac corporate head office building in Auckland has contracted COVID-19 from a close contact outside of Westpac. So we'll have more at 5 p.m. on that. To this issue, Leona Freeman, what do you make of what Colette's saying here?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it's people's choice whether they want to sign up and do the course. But, you know, I used to own a property management company, and we used to provide quite a lot of information for tenants. And for some people who have rented or owned a house, some of it they might know. But, you know, we found things like issues around insurance. So often tenants didn't understand that they needed to take their own contents insurance because they used to think it sat under the landlord until they had something stolen. Or how did the bond system work? Because they, you know, and where did the money sit? What do they do in emergencies? So if there was a flood, what happens? And, you know, making sure that they know how to contact 24-hour, you know, what the 24-hour sort of emergency service is, and what do you do with repairs and maintenance, and what's the obligation? So there is quite a bit in this, and like I said, you know, some people will know this stuff, but some people don't, particularly if they're new to renting. And just on the ventilation thing, you know, again, a lot of people know, but we used to see, and often interesting enough, it was people maybe that came from overseas where there were different types of housing where, you know, they had central heating, so they often closed up the house all the time. Whereas in New Zealand, you know, we know you've got to get, because of the moisture, you've got to get a bit of air out. Right. So there are issues here. I mean, it's people's choice whether they do the course, but there are definitely things that not everybody understands.
All right. Hey, Colette Barker, thank you very much for your time on that. I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, are you still there? Are you still there?
Yeah.
For those of us who do want to, check out the site, what's the website?
It is www.choicetenant.co.nz.
Choicetenant.co.nz. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Alan, would you pay $130 a year to get a certificate for that?
Nope. No, you know, when you're renting,
is it just another bill?
It's another, if you know, a lot of people can't afford it if you're struggling to pay for groceries and stuff. But when you're renting a place, you often get a welcome pack. Mm. I never read it because I'm lazy and I've no attention span. Yeah. But when something goes wrong, if the dishwasher
That's
breaks,
where you go.
I jump in there. Yeah. I'm not going to sit down and study it before moving in, you know, before setting up TV and internet. But no, I wouldn't pay it.
Okay.